Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane live call-in show, where you can receive intuitive insight into subconscious blocks and limiting beliefs, along with powerful energetic repatterning to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. Explore unlimited possibilities with us every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Call us with your concerns about relationships, career, health, love, spirituality, or anything in your life that you would like to repattern. If you're ready to make a change, stay tuned. We'll show you how.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Intuitive Life Coach Gwen Payne and our producer Mark. We're here to demonstrate conscious repatterning, which is an extremely powerful clearing modality that moves you past limiting beliefs, patterns, and experiences and aligns you with ease, grace, prosperity, healthy, loving relationships, and so much more. We're going to demonstrate amongst the three of us for the first half of the show, talk about it a little bit. Then in the second half of the show, we're going to be taking live calls so you can experience for yourself how fast, how easy, and how fun this process is. So if there's anything in your life that you would like some intuitive insight into or you would like some assistance moving through, get ready to call. And until then, I would like to discuss and see what comes up for clearing blocks to success.
Yes. I got a few blocks.
Just throw them in the pile. We'll burn through them right now.
Help me, please.
I actually get that all three of us have a few blocks, and it's always very exciting. And I just kind of want to explain a little bit how this works. We are not saying that we are not already successful, because I recognize the success that all three of us have attained. And Mark, you for one, I mean, you live a glorious life of freedom, of financial freedom and emotional freedom, actually, that I don't see a lot in a lot of people. So
I have been very fortunate, true.
Mm-hmm. And then, I also want to recognize myself coming from homelessness, degenerative disorder, extreme health challenges, and, a lot of stuff that I never thought that I was going to move through. And through this process of repatterning my belief systems and my energy field, I feel like I am doing a fantastic job, but I'm always willing to accept more success into my life. And that's why I'm always willing to see what is still left, because I don't feel like we always have the highest definition of what kind of success we can actually have as long as we have those blocks that are present. So even though I feel like we're all coming from a pretty solid place right now, I want to see what else we can move through and what else we can call into our lives.
Actually, I have something that's come up for me I wanted to share, which was I love your expansion of the definition of success. And you started it a little there when you said, I believe you said emotional as well as financial success. And I'm wondering, can you expand that even further? Just sort of what is possible, or even maybe in the definition of what we're talking about when we use the word success?
Just moving through whatever blocks we have, whatever resistance we have to fully actualizing our full potential. And I think everybody is aware of, financial and material success. I think most people recognize that. But I believe there's also success on an emotional level. There's your health, fulfillment, happiness, healthy, loving relationships, spiritual integrity even, inner peace, balance in all of these areas means success to me. And I consider blocks to be anything standing in the way of your fullest potential in all of these areas, creativity, love even.
So the definition of success is different for every single person based on their own individual circumstances? Is that what you're saying?
I feel like it is. How do you feel about that, Gwen?
Yeah, I do. I feel like in part the success of, I hate to say this, but learning the lesson that we have come into this lifetime to learn, lesson or lessons.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea of calling it soul growth as opposed to lessons. Lessons kind of make me feel, I know lessons is the term that you hear most often when we're talking about this. I think a lot of spiritual teachings say that, you know, we're here to learn all these lessons. But lessons kind of make me feel like I'm in a classroom. And there's a part about being punished. Like, you need to learn your lesson, little girl.
Yeah.
that's
right.
Maybe we need to clear with the word lesson. Maybe it doesn't have to mean that.
We could do that. But I kind of feel like soul growth, soul expansion, and even bringing in some of that soul clarity feels better to me than having to learn lessons, which feels a little bit more like a chore to me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Punitive is the word that comes to mind.
Are you saying punitive, like punishment?
Yes, to do with punishment, exactly.
Yeah, that's an energy that I am ready to release. And as you guys are saying it, you know, I'm always checking in with everything on my muscle testing just to see what is hidden in my subconscious. I'm getting all three of us have that feeling of punishment, like earth, life, punishment. Isn't that fascinating?
It is. I mean, I kind of am feeling a heaviness as you are saying that, and I can really, really relate to that. You know, and it's not from my life experience per se. I mean, I didn't really have a lot of traditional punishment, if you will, either from my parents or from schooling.
This is really fascinating to me. With all the clearing that I've done on myself and even with others, this has never come up, the earth life punishment. I am getting that all three of us have the subconscious inherent belief system that being on earth is a punishment.
Is this collective?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is. Wow.
Well, you said a key word there for me, which was subconscious, because I wasn't really getting that as you first started saying it. Because clearly, consciously, I wasn't getting it, but you're saying subconsciously this is something that we're carrying, a belief, correct?
Gwen, do you want to check Mark and see with your testing system, does he have the belief that being on Earth is a punishment?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. But what I'm feeling is that vibration of punishment is you know, really thick and dense in ourselves. I mean, in our musculature, just in our bodies, we're carrying that vibration of punishment. That's wild.
It is, and you know, this work is so fascinating to me when we're exploring the deepest parts of our subconscious. Because just like you, Mark, I was not recognizing that belief in myself. If I had, I would have cleared this 4 or 5 years ago when I first started doing this belief work. And I just kind of want to recognize and acknowledge both of you for your willingness to do this, and explain that, you know, we are moving forward with this work in our lives and changing, you know, quite rapidly and drastically through our willingness to do this work. But if you are not open to the idea that there is something in your subconscious that you are not consciously aware of, we're not able to do any of this. We're not able to accomplish much at all. And so I really just want to just express some gratitude to both of you right now for your willingness to look at these parts of ourselves and to move through them. And moving through them, once you recognize them, is just as easy as saying, okay, let's release it. Once you have accepted that it is possible that there's something there that you did not consciously call in for yourself and that you may not even be consciously aware of.
Well, I appreciate the guidance. I feel like I'm following you around. You've got the flashlight, you know. And having that guidance is so gives me the confidence to go there, because it's not just, okay, now maybe I see it, maybe I don't, or I get stuck. It's like we move through it and we come out of the other side and move on. And that feeling of motion and movement and growth has just been exhilarating. So I love it. So thank you. It's great stuff.
Yeah, and for me, I feel really motivated by freedom. And that's what this work represents to me. As I release the belief systems and the emotions and the held experiences, I get to experience freedom within myself and freedom to be who I am.
And it starts with recognizing, like I said, what may be existing in there that you're not able to see for yourself, or you're not able to see that clearly. It's that openness that really allows the gift to shine through. So let's explore this a little bit more when we come back from the break. I want to explore the Earth Life Punishment and definitely clear it and release it. And, of course, if you want to join us in the second half of the show, the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. And my website is consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark, working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient and highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning, moving you past limiting beliefs, patterns, blocks, and aligning you with ease and grace, healthy, loving relationships, prosperity. And today we are moving through blocks to success. The biggest one, I think, coming up today is Earth Life Punishment, which I am so excited about. And I know that sometimes it may seem like when we hear things like this, we want to hang down our head and go, what? What's that all about? But when stuff like this gets uncovered for me, I get so excited, because it's an indication that we are ready to move beyond it. And it's that awareness, calling attention to it, clearing with it, that moves it out of our experience, which is super exciting to me.
And I love that you have created this modality to release things so quickly and efficiently.
Powerful stuff. Let's do some.
No more talking. Let's get to action.
Right. I'm excited to see what the clearing comes up after we do this one on Earth Life Punishment.
All right. Well, let's start with our opening prayer, asking that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today. And this, of course, applies to anybody that calls in later in the show. And that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light. And that everyone who receives clearing today receives maximum benefit in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gwen, what do you have to say about Earth Life Punishment?
It just feels like a real burden, actually. Very dense energy. It almost feels like it's kind of like gravity, like keeping me bound to the earth plane.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's a belief that we have to feel it to stay in this life.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'd like to clear.
That we have to feel that punishment?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. Wow. I'm ready to release a belief. Let me see. Feels like there's a little bit more information to be revealed before we can do a clearing on this. You know what I just got is that it's not actually part of our contract. And I don't exactly know what that means. It came in intuitively, but I'm getting that we've got to change the belief that it's part of our contract, that punishment. And I know that we've already done this on suffering. I don't remember if we actually did this on a radio show or if we did this on one of our live group clearing calls, but I know we did some extensive work on clearing the belief that being on Earth has to involve suffering. But it seems like these are two different vibrations, two different energies, the suffering and the punishment.
It feels like worthiness and self-acceptance seem to be tied in with this somehow. Like, that's why I think subconsciously that I need to be punished, because somehow I'm not worthy of not being punished or being excluded from punishment or something.
Good one. Yeah, let's call in the worthiness to live without punishment, and also calling in the self-acceptance.
The other piece that I got was that it creates a sense of belonging to the tribe. The punished ones. I belong to the punished ones.
Ooh, it's like being hazed on Earth or something.
Earth hazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get there's some validity to that too. And then also call in the self-acceptance to live our lives without punishment.
Beautiful. That feels really good.
Let's see. Are we ready for this clearing? I get yes. Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I can tell you right away, yeah, Gwen, you seem to be releasing it really well. Mark, you're not releasing it. I feel like I am. I would love for you to double-check that, Gwen, make sure that I'm not manipulating my way out of this clearing by saying that.
No, I get that you are, but I feel like I can barely talk right now. The energy is moving out so strongly.
Wow.
Wow is right.
I want to check in with what your resistance to releasing punishment is, Mark. It's not the worthiness. That seems like that has come in for you. It's your resistance to success. Good golly.
Wow.
Full circle.
Full circle, right. Bringing us back to our original topic of clearing blocks to success. And it's funny that I used you as our shining example, and you're the one coming up right now with the biggest block. So let's.
That's what happens when you put me on a pedestal. I get knocked off right here on the show. That's right.
Well, there's a clearing right there. So we'll clear that. But let's look into it a little bit more and find out what your block to your fullest potential in success is, because that's actually what we're working on. Because like I said, I do see you, and I believe that you see yourself as quite successful. Do you agree with that?
I would agree with that, relatively speaking, absolutely.
So let's see what the block is. I feel like you don't want to segregate yourself from others. You don't want to create your full potential of success, because you feel like that is going to widen the gap that is already there, actually, between you and others, and this is just your perception of it. You're going to widen that gap even further and be completely alone.
Oh, I'm laughing with discomfort, because that feels absolutely right.
I was wondering where that laugh came from. Okay, let's clear that.
Let's do it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. What I was seeing was that, have you ever seen those video games where, like, the gopher pops up and you have a big mallet and you slam it down on the
Whack-a-mole.
Gopher? That's what I was seeing, that Mark has a fear of, like, popping up with success and splat, down comes the mallet.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wow.
It feels like that's clearing now. So we cleared your fear of falling off the pedestal or being pushed off the pedestal. And also being whacked like a mole.
I love that game. But yes, I'm ready to let all that go for sure.
You love it when you're playing that game, not when you're the mole.
That's a good point. That's the truth.
I don't think it is a mole. I think it's, what is it, a groundhog or a gopher, It's a gopher.
No, it's called whack-a-mole. I am familiar with all the amusement games. Yes, that one's called whack-a-mole.
That's what a man of leisure does, hangs out there at the arcade.
I spent many days in my youth in the arcades. I did.
Well, I'm glad we straightened that out, because I would just be horrified if we were not clear by the end of the show on whether that was a mole or a gopher. So thank you very much. Okay, I'm feeling like your block to success has cleared, Mark. Gwen, you still got something lingering there. Let me see what it is. Just a second. I feel like there's some energy from your lineage kind of hanging over you.
Yeah, as you were saying you were going to check in, I could just see and feel like a haze. Is that what you're...
Exactly. That's exactly what it looked like. Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting here with a big grin on my face thinking, first a smoke screen, then a wall, now a haze. Master of disguise over here.
Those are references, of course, from previous shows. If you haven't heard them, I'm just going to use this opportunity to tell you the archives are on my website, consciousrepatterning.com.
And you can get your clearings. You can get clearings off of the archives as well.
That's true. We've done a couple shows where we're actually offering clearings out to the listeners, and I don't think that that's going to be a regular thing quite yet because there is some sort of energetic association that I have when that happens, and I don't feel like energetically I'm ready to be doing that every show.
Yeah, I was wondering how that was going to work.
Yeah, it's quite fascinating. I was really surprised that we got that people could actually receive benefit from the clearings while they were listening to either the replays or the archives. I do also want to explain that there's a lot that goes into the clearings that I offer. A lot of the background work, so to speak, that I've already done that gives it that extra power, and it gives it that accelerated benefit. So, I'm excited to see how this evolves. Okay, so let's get back to clearing. Let's clear that haze, and I do feel like all three of us have that haze, so let's clear it.
Great.
I'd love to.
Thank you.
You know, and when I'm checking in with myself to see if I have a block to success, I got no, but then again, I got that wasn't truth, telling me that I am resisting seeing it. Can you help me out with this, Gwen?
Well, what I was picking up on was somehow a betrayal to your ancestors.
Well, that's interesting, because I'm doing it in a different way.
Yeah.
Oh, we all three have that, actually.
Yes, now that you mention it.
Interesting. Okay, let's clear it.
Let's do it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then I do also just want to say that Gwen and Mark and I have been, we've been clearing regularly on the Tuesday night calls, and we've been doing this radio show for a while now and receiving clearings in every one. We're going really deep with our stuff, so it's a little bit different than a simplified belief like I'm not worthy of success, because we cleared those a long time ago. So we are going really deep and into places that we haven't been before. Gosh, those three things that came up were great. I love the opportunity to be doing this, especially airing it on the radio for everybody else to kind of explore for yourselves to see what may apply in your own situation. And I do also want to say that I don't feel like this is clearing completely for all three of us. We still have some aspect of the earth life punishment going on here. So let's work on this during the teleconference call tomorrow night, and that will also give anybody who wants to join us an opportunity to clear that as well. Tomorrow night, 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern, we'll be gathering together to do some clearing just like what we've been doing today. But on a clearing call, on a teleconference call. So if you're interested in connecting in with that, the information is on my website, consciousrepatterning.com, and we will explore a little bit more of the Earth Life Punishment and release whatever else there is around that. And then also Let's work some more on clearing blocks to success. I feel like we all three have cleared a lot today, but I do get that there are still some aspects lingering that we can work on a little bit more. And I'm going to go ahead and let this clearing take us into break because there's still quite a bit moving, and it's a little bit tricky to talk during it. So if you want to join us in the next segment, the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. We can work on anything that you like. Or if you just have some questions, you're a little bit curious about the process or what we're doing, you're welcome to call as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane. Working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient and highly effective way to clear and release anything that is blocking you or hindering you in any way. Very effective with relationships, any kind of limiting beliefs, reoccurring patterns, or experiences that may not be serving you. So let's go ahead and take a caller now. We've got Loren calling in from Washington State. How can we help you today, Loren?
Hi. Today I'm working on an issue with a person in my life that I'd just like some clarification on what the relationship is about.
Okay. Well, can you give us just a brief little background? What's going on?
this person I've known since I was in high school, a long time. So we're talking 30 years or more. And she's been a good friend over many years, but she had a situation where she lost a child this about a year ago. And there's been some distance, and so I'm wondering how I can be there, if there's some clearing that needs to be done or something I'm not understanding, or how I can be there to support her, yet I feel that there's a lot of distance between us, that she's not reaching out for my support. And I want to know if I should just let that go for now or if I should be doing something to help her and support her more.
When I test that, when I muscle test that, I'm getting that it's not really the highest choice for you to just let it go for now, that you are a key support person for her. I don't feel like you know exactly how to support her right now, and that's not something that is for me to tell you. It's for me to do some clearing with you so that that becomes apparent to you. That's the way that I do my work. Whatever blocked energy there is, we can release that. I also want to open up the connection between you and her. Let's see. I don't get we need her name. I think you're clear on that. So let's show you how to support her in the highest and best way. I also get that you have fear about supporting her. Are you recognizing that?
I guess I'm not quite sure what she needs and how to reach out to her in the way that's really meaningful to her.
Right. It feels like because you don't know how to relate to what she's going through, you're afraid of saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing, which is completely understandable to me. Let's change your belief that you have to relate to what she's going through to be able to support her in the highest and best way.
Okay.
So let's start with that, clearing between you and her, and then doing those other few little things, and then I'm going to see where we stand with that, okay?
Okay, great.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. I think I'm afraid that she's thinking that I'm judgmental of her in some way, that somehow I'm not able to, like you mentioned, understand her what she's going through, that it's such a deep loss that really nobody can understand. I think maybe she's, I wonder if she's questioning our the depth of our friendship.
I don't get that she is. Just to let you know, I don't get that she's questioning the depth of your friendship, and I don't get that she's judging you. You're judging yourself, and you're questioning the depth of your friendship based on your not knowing how to support her. So let's clear that for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now that the last clearing is completed, I do get that you know how to support her. And, you know, I still don't get that you know how to relate to her, but I'm not getting that that's the highest choice. Let me just check in with that for a moment and make sure that's correct. Yeah, I get that's correct. But knowing how to support her without having that that direct experience with what she's going through is what we were asking for, and I do get that you've got that. So it'll be clearer to you
okay.
You know, what to say, what to do. I still don't get that you're comfortable in your role in supporting her, so let's bring that in for you, just trusting yourself and bringing in that comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Now that's there. Now I feel like you're comfortable. I feel like the judgment has released, and let me just check in about questioning the depth of your relationship. I get that's released too. How do you feel? Can you feel a shift?
I feel that that I can go on a lot of trust at this point, that I can just trust in the process, that as it unfolds, it will unfold the way it needs to. I feel like I'm more comfortable with that happening without me trying to create, you know, to control it or make it happen a certain way. So I feel a little bit more at peace with that.
Good. So I was just checking in to see if there's anything else we can do around this relationship, and I get no, we're complete with that. But there is something else coming up for you that's wanting to be cleared.
Okay. I don't have any gut feeling right off the top of my head about that. Do you have a feeling on something? That...
Yeah, I do. I feel like there's something to do with a male, and it's not a romantic connection, but a significant male in your life.
Huh. Okay.
And it could just be a simple relationship clearing. I feel like it is, maybe with one other thing added.
I'm thinking of a person in particular that I do feel there's some tension.
Yeah, that's it.
That there's some tension. So it would be really great to clear that.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like you've got the right person, but would you mind sharing just an initial, either the first name initial or last name initial or something?
S-W?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. I don't know why I was being asked to do that, but because you know we didn't get asked to do that in the first clearing that we did. But let's clear between you and him, okay?
Okay, great.
Thank you. I'm also sensing anger. I'm not sure if you're aware. It feels like it's mostly subconscious anger that you've
mm-hmm.
got towards him. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, definitely okay. aware of that.
Can we release that?
Yes, it'd be great.
Great, thank you. I also want to just make sure that you are processing through your emotions in the highest and best way and your anger, releasing anger in the highest and best way as well, okay?
Yes, that would be great. Thank you.
Good. I'm not sure why, but this one feels like a bigger clearing than the first one we did for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I think that there's that it's more charged, perhaps, emotionally, although... The issue with the first person is a very deep thing. It's not necessarily directly charged with me. It's more her loss. Second one feels more that I'm more I'm more tangled in it.
Right. Well, I feel like you were putting your other friend first. You know, I don't feel like that always serves you. You've got a pattern of putting other people's needs before your own, and although that feels like really caring and compassionate, I don't get that it always serves you. A lot of times it does, but not always. I'm not sure if you're recognizing mm-hmm. that. And I'm not saying that this applies in this situation. Actually, I do feel really good about you caring about your friend that just had a loss, mm-hmm. but I would like to just straighten that out so that... you're not continuing to put other people's needs first when it's not serving you to do so.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so you're recognizing that pattern in yourself?
Yep.
Okay. All right, let's clear it. Let's see if there's anything else. We do need to clear between you and your mother for some reason. There's something coming in that relationship that is kind of initiating that pattern for you. So that may or may not make sense to you. It sounds like it does. But let's also clear between you and your mother, okay?
Okay, right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, good. How are you feeling?
Feeling okay, yeah. Feeling like it's good to bring those people, those figures up, those people in my life up. Clearing is a good thing.
Yeah. Well, it does feel clear between you and each one of those three, your girlfriend and your male friend and your mother all feel really good now.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go ahead and take a break. We have another caller ready for you when we get back. And I do just want to remind you about our live group clearing calls every Tuesday evening where we clear three relationships for everybody without having to discuss details. And then we go into a full hour of other transformational clearing. We go into a lot of different areas and move very quickly on these calls, so we accomplish quite a bit. You can connect in with those on my website, consciousrepatterning.com, if you're interested. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Sugar is getting a bad rap these days, being linked to causing diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and cancers. A big culprit is a soda we drink, which has 16 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass. Diet drinks, while low in sugar, have aspartame, which is a toxin the body breaks down into formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is used in embalming people, and it causes cancer. So instead, drink organic kombucha, K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A. It is good for you, and depending on how it is sweetened, will only have 2 to 8 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass, and is naturally carbonated, so you will get your fizzy fix. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Or go to my website, TheMichelleBondShow.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com and click on the register tab to reserve your space.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, working with conscious repatterning, moving you past limiting beliefs, blocks, resistance. Let's go ahead and take another call now. We've got Alicia from New York. What can we help you with, Alicia?
Basically, I would love to work on creating a better relationship and kind of clearing the pathology with my mother, my mother's sister, and my grandmother. It seems that as much as we are independently our own individuals, we are very much kind of, how would you say, it can be a kind of a unhealthy kind of bond where we are supportive, but then we could also affect each other in a very strange way. Like, there's no kind of direct way of it being. It's just that, I guess, the pathology of control and wanting to fix the other person or wanting the other person to change is very strong in our connection with each other. And I just believe because of this pathology and me being the youngest of the generation, I'm trying to break the cycle, and also they are also making their changes, and they definitely have evolved, but there's still that strain where I believe it affects me in my marriage, it affects me with my career, it affects me in other aspects of my life.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, let's start with a simple clearing. I feel like there's some more information to be revealed about your mother's sister.
But let's go ahead and start a clearing between you and your mother, you and her sister, which I guess is your aunt, right?
Right, correct, my aunt, yes.
And your grandmother, and show you how to engage with them and relate to them without trying to control them. You know, instead of fix isn't coming in strong when you say that. It's correct their behaviors.
Okay, and that's it, correct, yes.
Yeah, okay, without trying to correct their behaviors or feeling like it's your responsibility to do so.
Thank you, that's it. Yeah,
thank you. So what is it about your aunt? I'm sensing some anger somewhere in the connection with you and your aunt.
It's interesting. She's the youngest. They're only 2 years apart, my mother and her. But because my grandmother was so involved with helping my mother raise me, or assisting, I should say, I don't know if it's more like she looks to me subconsciously as a sibling. So I feel at times, yes. You picked that up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
She does.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I just feel because of the limitations of the nurturing with my grandmother, even from what my aunt didn't receive from my grandmother, and my grandmother might have given me a different type of nurturing, being that I was her granddaughter but not her child, there might be a little resentment at times, but it's, you know, it's not so obvious, but there's that kind of weird kind of resentment. And me wanting more nurturing from her as an aunt, as opposed to a sibling kind of nurturing.
That's what I was getting when you first started talking, is that you needed proper perspective of your roles with each other.
Yes.
I'm glad that you're recognizing that, too. Let's ask for that you both have proper perspective of your roles, because it seems like there's some distortion in your perception of the roles as well.
Correct. And I also feel like even with my mother being the eldest, she also has taken on the role of being her mom at times. And then there's also the dynamic of me also wanting to take control of the situation, because when I sense a lot of chaos or kind of a dysfunction, I guess, it kind of propels me to be more like, I need to fix this.
Hmm. Okay. Well, let's bring in trust for you, because even though we've already done the clearing, I'm still getting that you feel like it's your responsibility to take control of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So let's bring in trust for you that they're going to be able to handle it. And what that will do is actually change the way they're handling that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times, even though we're not clearing for the other person, clearing your relationship, like the proper perspective of the roles, and then bringing in trust for you will actually change the relationship dynamic even on their end.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do that. There's more about your grandmother, too. There's just some attachment there that isn't serving you. So can we clear that?
Sure, please.
And before we finish, I'm just going to make sure that it's completely cleared between you and all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Which right now it's still not. It's a little bit tricky. It seems like a pretty tricky little dynamic between the four of you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, so I feel like you've got the trust. You're no longer trying to take control of the situation. Feels clear with you and your grandmother. Feels clear with you and your mother. It still doesn't feel clear with you and your aunt. Let me see what's in there just a second. I'm also getting a sense of rejection from her. Do you recognize that?
I do recognize that, and it's interesting because there's times where she seems very connected with me and even with my mother and my grandmother, and then there's times where she just shuts off, and she may switch even a little bit of her personality, and so there's a sense of a kind of abandonment at times, or there's a sense of rejection, like I just can't deal or be bothered with you or all of you.
Uh-huh. I don't get that has anything to do with you, her shutting off. So what I want to do for you is show you how to accept that and have compassion for it, but without taking it personally. Okay, thank you. Okay, let me see. Is there anything else? There seems to be a little bit more. Let's start that clearing and see what else there is. Thank you. Oh, that's a big one for you. Oh, we can clear rejection pattern for you in general. It feels like
that has
kind of expanded into other relationships as well.
And I was just going to tell you that. And I've never really felt a part of a certain, let's say, group or family, or I had to fight my way to feel a part of a situation, basically, for whatever reason.
This is past life for you. Feeling of fighting and the feeling of not being accepted. Let's clear those lifetimes. It seems like there's several of them that you've been perpetuating that pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Let's clear those lifetimes for you. Let me see if we need details. I don't get we do, so let's just go ahead and clear them and see if the rejection pattern cleared, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This one is really deep for you. I felt a huge rush of energy. I'm just curious if you can feel it.
I could. I just felt it.
What does it feel like?
Kind of like hollow and like a sense of a rush.
Rush, that's what I get.
Yeah.
It's like the floodgates open. We're talking
yes.
about it. We're talking about it. And then as soon as I say thank you or we go into the clearing, it's like the floodgates get opened and there's just this rush of energy that just goes whoosh.
Yes.
You're the only person that's ever described it in the same way that I feel it. Okay, let's see. It feels like it's clearing. We've just got to wait just a little bit longer for it to complete. Do you have anything else you want to share?
I guess I believe that a lot of this, since I'm in a transitional phase, and I'm glad that came up about my past lives, I believe that's something I need to focus on going forward so that it could help me in my areas of fulfilling my career and to have a continued loving marriage and to have even a better relationship with money. So
okay.
When you said that helped.
Let's go ahead and clear those relationships as well. And this is just like we're doing a relationship clearing, but we're doing it with money. We're clearing your relationship with money. We're clearing your relationship with your marriage and your relationship with your career, because I do feel like there's some stuff in there that can be released. So let's just do a simple relationship clearing on those three as well. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Please, I would love it.
This one's a really big one, too. Feels like most of the gunk is in your career.
Mm-hmm. I guess because it's a little more emotional for me in that aspect, because I just let go of owning my own business, and it was a strong connection that I've always wanted to attain, and it was not so much that I was hard letting go and surrendering, because there were so many other variables and factors that caused it to be closed, but just the fact of me not feeling the continuity and having a fulfillment from beginning, middle to end is really hard for me in my career in general.
Well, I feel like that's cleared up. I feel like it's going to be a lot easier for you now. You may already recognize the shift. If you tune in for a second, feel it like that. The whole thing feels a little bit lighter.
It does. It does feel light. Thank you for saying that, because I have my eyes closed and I do feel lighter.
Yeah. Sometimes we have to check in to see how we feel.
Yes.
Well, good. That all feels really good.
Thank you.
Feels clear. Your relationship.
Yes, I feel really light.
Oh, good. Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not getting that the dynamic between your mother and your aunt and your grandmother is about control and fixing or even defining the roles of others. I get that was there also, trying to define the roles for each other. But it all feels really good now.
Thank you so much, Deborah.
Thank you. Please feel free to call us back and let us know how it's going.
I will. I will follow up.
Yeah, we will be here again next week, same time, Monday, 3 o'clock Pacific, with another call-in segment. If you missed any part of the show today and you'd like to hear it, the archives are on my website, consciousrepatterning.com. Remember to find someone or something to be grateful for, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane.
Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.